Welcome to Focus on the Five, conversations with Baldwin County business leaders and entrepreneurs, brought to you by Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. And now, Josh Knoll.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Focus on the Five, conversations with Baldwin County, Alabama area entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm your host, Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. We're coming to you today from the studios of WABF 1480, located here in beautiful downtown Fairhope, Alabama. Well, today we're going to dive into a topic that affects millions of Americans: how to manage and deal with things such as pain, anxiety, sleeplessness, things of that nature without getting hooked on prescription painkillers. Our guest today is going to discuss some potential alternatives with her business. So please give a warm welcome to Jennifer Boozer of Canna Bama. Jennifer, how you doing?
Thank you. I'm good.
Well, we're going to dive into, you have your own radio show. I don't know if you're talented enough to just let it rip without a little reading, but I have to read.
Oh, no. I do bullet points only, just to not chase rabbits.
Yes.
Because I chase a lot of rabbits. I just get so excited. But no, it's very off the cuff.
Very good. Perfect. Well, I want to dive right in. What is Canna Bama?
Canna Bama is a CBD store, but we were the first CBD store in the state of Alabama. So all this big wave movement, it started with me.
Started with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the first one.
All right. So first, Canna Bama is C-A-N-N-A. B-A-M-A, right?
Yes.
Makes sense. You know, cannabis plus Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
What, you said you were the first one to start it. How in the world were you first mover in something that has become fairly prolific?
Well, I tried CBD for the first time in 2017. You couldn't get it anywhere. Mine was an MLM company, and the only available product in Alabama was through this MLM company. And very quickly, it changed my life. The first time I used it, I had just had a surgery, and I was 3 years clean from a pain pill addiction from chronic pain myself. And so I rejected it at first and said, well, I can't do that. That's weed. I'm in recovery, you know. And I didn't even smoke weed, you know. That just wasn't my thing. I didn't drink. I didn't do any of that. I was in recovery. And so, but it changed my life. The pain, I hadn't slept through the night in 14 years since I lost my son. Slept through the night the first night. Woke up, remember thinking, am I dead? Because I woke up in my bed, and it was daylight outside, and I had been there all night, and it changed my life. But I couldn't explain it to my mother well enough that she wasn't worried, oh, she's doing the weed.
Right.
She's going to have a needle in her arm one day, you know, because right. I was a pretty vanilla, you know, suburban, you know, minivan driving mom, but I was numb all the time to deal with my grief. And so I didn't want to jeopardize any of that, and neither she. So But I started learning, and I was voracious. I was obsessed. I just all of a sudden had this fire in me I had never had before. And I would read and study and talk to people and watch videos like 10, 12 hours a day. And very quickly, I was in a small group of people doing MLM, and I ended up teaching everyone's classes. So multi-level marketing is MLM, by the way.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, some people might not know that.
Name a common one that somebody
like
would
know. Like Tupperware,
right.
Scentsy, that kind of thing.
Right.
Where you order.
Mary Kay, wouldn't that have been
brand
one?
Brand ambassadors, what is it?
Mary Kay, would that
oh,
have
yeah.
been?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, kind of.
To a certain degree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So back to your point.
So I started learning, started teaching everyone's classes, because turns out, after being a stay-at-home mom for 17 years, I'm a really good teacher. I had no idea. But I come from a family of teachers, so it makes sense. But, you know, I quickly realized that there was no amount of knowledge without a product and a place that people could go to. I wasn't getting very far.
Right.
And I was doing better than most of the people in that group. Right. Because I was teaching, and that's what people really needed. The product sells itself. It does everything it needs to do. I don't need to help the product. But what is it? Where does it come from? Why isn't it weed? Why shouldn't I be afraid I'm going to go to hell or I'm going to be on drugs, you know? I had to teach that constantly, and I was doing that by individual phone call. And it was just really, and I was giving away samples of my own product, and I just knew, and God gave me this vision of a place that people could go to. They could ask questions to a person, look them in the eye, get the answers. And not just what is CBD. You can get that in any brochure anywhere. But how does diabetes come to be in a person? How do people get off of pain pills and antipsychotics?
Mm-hmm.
Why is high cholesterol and insomnia both treated by the same thing that's natural? How are they related? You know, how does inflammation affect the body? I can tell you, and I'm not a doctor, I am self-taught. I'm smart, but I didn't go to medical school. But I'm, you know, if I can't tell you, I'm going to find out how to tell you how you came to be this way in whatever situation you're in. And then here's how it stems from inflammation or toxins in your body. And here's how your medicines are making it worse. And here's how CBD as a full spectrum, whole plant product, because the terminology is being interchanged and it's really confusing to people. But the products that I could sell, the legal cannabis products I could sell, could sort of get people out of those situations and improve their life. I myself thought, I will have migraines till I die. I will have crippling PMS until I die. I may never sleep the night again. And that wasn't true. And it's miraculous.
Well, all right, I'm going to dive into two things. One, that's a great story.
Uh-huh.
So first, you mentioned when you tried CBD, mm-hmm. and your mom was, you know, tisking you,
mm-hmm.
you had a previous addiction.
Yes, okay. I was a pain pill addict.
Okay, what do you mind if I ask? What kind of pain
pills? No, I started with, you know, Lortabs and Norcos, and I ended up, you know, the two doctors on Spring Hill that are in prison now?
Yes.
Those were my dealers.
I'll be dang.
They had me on OxyContin and methadone.
And what was it for? Migraines or chronic pain?
No, it was for chronic joint pain. I've had, I have some disc issues in my neck and back. I do have legitimate pain issues. I'd had an arthritis diagnosis since I was 15. Turns out that was my diet, because everybody else in my family has that, you know. And we could talk about the meaning of what's genetic and what's not on another show. But
well, I do want to ask you this, you know, because there's many people going to be listening to this program that have dealt with opioids. I've dealt with it a little bit after some surgeries. Mm-hmm. I tend to do a good job of blowing things out and playing basketball, but,
uh-huh.
but very minuscule, because I hated how they make me feel.
Yes.
How did they make you feel? How did when you're taking these painkillers for the headaches and the joint pain and all that, you know, it probably numbed the pain, but how did you feel? What was the outcome?
Numb. And for me, what happened was, when I lost my son, I had a uterine and bladder rupture and almost died. And so I had major surgery and I had to recover from that. I walked away from it. It was fine. But the grief process set in once I did that. And it was overwhelming for me.
Right.
And it was like this constant scream building inside of me. And I'm a sharer. I have to verbalize things.
Same here.
And I had no one to turn to. And I was 25 years old. I didn't know what to do with all that.
Right.
And also thinking, this is just life now. I was crippled by it. And I hurt my neck. Went back to the old pain pills that had been up there for 6 months,
right.
Took one, and everything got quiet.
Yep.
And I could relax, and I could cook dinner and watch movies with my husband and play with my little boy and just act normal and feel normal. And that was all she wrote.
But that was in the beginning.
Yeah.
So two things. One, how did that change? And then how does that numbness compare and contrast to treating the same things with CBD?
Well, after a while, I couldn't go without it because my body became dependent on it. You know, it started with every once in a while, when the scream started to build too much, I would take one. And then it became once a day, and then it was three times a day. Right. By the time a doctor told me, you're in drug withdrawal, I was insulted. I said, I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't even smoke weed, which is what I laugh about now, because now I know better. But, you know, I don't do drugs. What, are you crazy?
Right.
And he was like, yes, you're a drug addict.
Yep.
And by then it was too late. And I spent 10 years down this rabbit hole, and I ended up with the doctors on Spring Hill, and they switched me to the big meds.
Yeah.
And for 4.5 years, I did that, and I would go through this perpetual cycle of going through withdrawal because I was abusing it. I would run out of meds. It was miserable.
Yep.
And I became more and more depressed. I was suicidal at one point. I would never follow through, but I wanted to die. I used to fantasize about it. And when I got clean, it was this 3-year period of, I still have all these issues that I can no longer treat or numb, and I'm just sort of trudging through life, but things got better.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people don't realize that suffer from chronic pain is, once you stop taking that garbage, your pain gets better. Because it's actually that chemical residue that's in the Tylenol and ibuprofen and synthetic chemicals. Your body can't process that. It stores it. That's what makes you have stiff joints and muscle pain and makes you have nerve issues and things like that. It all contributes to your bad gut health, your bad mental health, you know, and it would give me insomnia even worse. I got to the point where I wouldn't sleep for 5 days, and then I was nuts, you know,
right.
just because of that.
Right.
And
well,
so,
I know
yeah.
they don't allow, you know, the industry to make certain claims, right?
Right, of course.
But you can speak from your personal experience
yes.
and what you've seen.
Yes.
So everything you just told me, now compare that to what it's been like treating those same thing with CBD.
Right. So I was also on antidepressant, anxiety meds, sleep meds, blood pressure meds at 39. Goodness. Miserable. And within 2 weeks of taking it twice a day, I was off all my meds and have been ever since. I've been to the doctor 3 times. And it was always for either bronchitis or sinus infection because I work too hard now. And I go.
Hosting a radio show is hard. So much hard work.
Hosting the radio show is the easy part. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. Open 7 days a week. I'm a woman. No one's done it before. I can't get funding and everybody hates me.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too.
Well, all right. So personal experience with CBD then, is there any downside? Is there any side effect?
No.
Yeah. So
not at all.
Right.
No. I quit having PMS after 30 years. And ladies, I'm telling you, it's not normal. It's common because we think it's normal because it's common. It's not normal. You don't have to do it.
I'll be danged.
Yeah.
Well, in your opinion, what makes, you know, so now you were the first original starter in mm-hmm. Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's been other people come into the field.
Mm-hmm. About 9 months after I opened, Fairhope Hemp opened, and then it was like a snowball effect.
Understood. Well, what do you think makes Cannabama different?
Education. All day, every day. We held classes. We do events. I work with tons of different groups in the community with domestic violence, with veterans issues are very close to my heart, as well as addiction. And so what we do, I mean, I teach. I have one of two radio programs in the country that are FM public live radio broadcasts about cannabis. There's only two of us, and I just discovered the other guy a couple weeks ago, and he's in Missouri in a legal state, and his show is, he's got a lot more people that will admit they listen because they're in a legal state. Here in Alabama, it's uphill all the time, but I'm a fighter, and I guess I enjoy a challenge because I know that in order to get to legalization where we're growing it at home if we want to, it has to be made normal, and it will never, ever be normal until people have a basic understanding of it. So Cannabama, the first thing we offer you is information about your problem and about the solution, about methods of consumption, about bioavailability, about all the different aspects of the plant and how to specifically tailor things to what you need, and that's what we do.
All right, so two more questions. First, what's the name of your radio show? How do people find it?
It's called Sweet Home Cannabama. Okay. It's on 106.5 in Mobile. So you can hear it here in Fairhope. You can hear it all over the Alabama and Mississippi Gulf Coast, a little bit into the Panhandle, I believe. And it's on Monday nights at 7 p.m. every Monday night.
All right, let's answer this question before we go to a break.
Okay.
What, for somebody like your mom, mm-hmm. which, to be fair, historically, that would have been most people's attitude towards
right.
that.
Of right, of course.
Right. Even with the information out now of the compare and contrast to opioids
right.
and their relation to, you know, hard drugs, hard
right.
street drugs, right?
Right.
How would you explain to somebody that is like, I feel like this is weed. You know, when I was growing up, this was a thing that we would have been in trouble for.
Right.
All the stigma, which is, again, so funny when you compare the stigma to the opioids and how different the strength
right.
is. How would you describe how this is different than just, you know, the old blunt kind of thing?
Well, one of the differences is nobody still, even after the Sackler family is being prosecuted for the production of OxyContin and addicting the whole country and lying about the less than 1% addiction rate. They talk about it as if it's a miracle drug.
Well, it's like a white-collar crime. They treat
right.
it like a white-collar crime.
Right.
It's not a white-collar crime.
Right.
No, it is as blue-collar as it gets.
It's pharmaceutical-grade heroin.
That's it.
That's all it is. So compare that to reefer madness, 84 years of propaganda that has nothing to do with the plant except for the plant can do so many different things that would affect different industries. Anything made of wood, cotton, or petroleum can be made from hemp. And so that's a big threat to alcohol, tobacco, plastics, you know, building materials. Lots of different industries would be affected. But why would we continue to fight wars over oil when we can make it ourselves? Henry Ford did it in 1940.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break for station identification. For those of you just joining us on WABF 1480 AM, this is Focus on the Five, Conversations with Baldwin County, Alabama Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. I'm your host, Josh Knoll. And I'm joined today by Jennifer Boozer of Cannabama. All right, Jennifer, I want to talk about the different types of products.
Right.
As before we started the show, I told you, I'm not CBD literate, but I don't know that much about it.
Right.
So what kind of products are out there, and what are their different intended purposes, if you will?
Right. Well, there's two ways to answer that, because
okay.
there are products that are full spectrum, which means it contains all the chemical components of the plant, which, by the way, there are 489 things in cannabis. Terpenes, flavonoids, vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, antioxidants, and what are called cannabinoids. That's your THC, CBD, CBN, CBG, CBC, you know, all those things.
Okay.
Terpenes are the chemicals in all plants that give it a smell that have medicinal properties. Think essential oil.
Okay.
So they're in the plant. The purpose is to either attract pollinators or repel predators. But they have different properties in the body. So there's 489 things, and one component of the plant is a controlled substance.
But that's the THC.
Yeah, that's the Delta 9 THC.
Ah, okay. All
there right. are many types of THC. That's where our government was short-sighted, thank you, Jesus, because they only banned one thing. So we are now able to sell the other types of THC. And like for me, one of the reasons I wouldn't smoke weed, even if it was legal, if it's high in Delta 9, it makes me paranoid. And lots of people, now that weed is so much stronger than it used to be, lots of people cannot use it no matter what other component they need. And so the ability to customize products, like I was just talking about, is important, because Delta 8, again, changed my life. Because when COVID started, I'd taken on two locations in other parts of the state, two-year leases. And 7 days later,
Canabama had two locations, other parts
of
the state.
Yeah, I had one in West Mobile and one in downtown.
Right.
And then I took on a lease in Montgomery and in Hoover on the same day. Well, that's how fast we were growing.
Fair.
And the state needed us. And so 7 days later, the state school system shut down and COVID restrictions started. A week after that, Hoover in Birmingham, that area, they sheltered in place for 3 months. And so I ended up having to close three locations. Also going through a divorce, nuttier than squirrel poop. Nuts. Okay? My hair was falling out. I was not pleasant to be around. And I was scared to try the Delta 8 products that had just come out because of the paranoia. Nobody wanted that. And when I finally did try it, it didn't even make me high. It made me normal.
Nice.
It brought me down to where I could think about something other than I may go bankrupt if I sleep more than 4 hours. Because that's how bad it was. And so, again, one component or another of cannabis has changed my life. It's given me back myself again and centered me. And so many people are finding that with Delta 8, with CBN. You'd be surprised just how much being able to sleep deeply and get REM sleep changes your health, your outlook, your mood, everything, your gut health even.
100%.
I mean, sleeping is everything.
So for the uninitiated, the products come in oil-based?
Yes, yep. The tinctures are the oils you drop under your tongue.
Okay.
And there's edibles, the gummies, the chocolates, the Rice Krispie treats, the Nerd Ropes, all that fun stuff. I even have grown here in Fairhope from the brand that I sell cartridges from, Hemp Chimp, Alabama Coastal Organics, Mike, and... They make these pecans that are glazed in whiskey and sugar, and they have THCO, and I mean, I have all kinds. I have
that
trail mix.
Actually.
I have trail mix.
You have trail mix.
Yes. I have cocoa puffs and s'mores, and it's really caramels. The caramels are the most popular.
All right. Well, let's talk about this, because, again, I know we have to be, you know your compliance very well. If you've navigated a show about CBD for 2 years?
Two and a half.
Hats off to you.
Thank you.
Because Lori can tell you, just navigating this show with my compliance on financial in the beginning was pretty tough. So hats off to you.
There are words I cannot say.
Right. So I want to ask this question carefully, right? You know, there are so many people out there right now today with everything you've listed. Mm-hmm. They've got chronic pain. The joints are inflamed. They don't sleep. They got anxiety. They've got all these things going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody comes to you with most common ailments, which are going to be, I can never relax.
Right.
I have constant anxiety.
Right.
And as a result, I feel like I'm just constantly tensed up. As a result, I'm stiff. My joints hurt. Everything. And I'm starting to become a little bit hopeless.
Right.
Because when I take certain things, you know, or a lot of times people will self-medicate with alcohol.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, guilty here, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they'll do those things, then there's always a repercussion. Walk us through, you said you have educational heart. Walk us through how you're going to walk someone through that, get them comfortable, and see if you can't help them out with some of those things.
Right. Well, the first question we always ask is, what do you need help with? And anxiety is number one. Sleep, pain, there's tied at two. Those are the three most common things we see. Focus and memory and things like that are real secondary, relaxation, that kind of thing. Some people come in and use it for fun. But all cannabis use is medical. It's necessary because of the body system we all have. And so It depends. If they just had anxiety, I would suggest one thing and let them choose a method of consumption.
Okay.
But like with pain, I would never tell someone with chronic pain to smoke or vape or even do edibles, because you have to consume so much of that. And that's a whole nother topic as far as micro dosing and inhalation and all that. It's more bioavailable, but you're only getting 2 or 4 milligrams. Whereas if you use a tincture or a capsule, that's a high potency. I find in the South, I tell people in California, do not push me to buy a 10 milligram piece of gum. My customers live in Alabama. We eat grits and we smother everything with inflammation and we swallow it down with sweet inflammation. We are fat and sick, myself included. And we can't mess with 10 milligrams. My customers can't afford that. So I make sure to have, you know, the higher potency products, but everybody needs CBD as far as a full product, a full plant product. Because, like I said, it has all those other nutritious ingredients in it, but it balances the body systems by flushing out the inflammation in your body. That's what CBD is.
Right.
Everything that causes pain, disorder, and disease is rooted in inflammation. We eat it, we drink it, we bathe in it, we rub it on, we breathe it in. Every time you shower, you're breathing in chlorine and fluoride. It's terrible. Everything's trying to kill us. CBD flushes out all that junk stored in the joints, muscle tissues, organs, you know, things like diabetes is caused by inflammation of the pancreas. Get rid of the inflammation. What do you have? A normal pancreas. Funny how that works, right?
Well,
you don't have metformin and injections for the rest of your life.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen with all that? Because I know you're very passionate mm-hmm. about it and the passion comes through. Do you feel like you're winning the battle? Do you feel like, you know, compared to where you were 2 or 3 years ago, where the nation was, you know, how do you feel about the future of CBD and all this?
Hopefully, I mean, I feel like I'm doing pretty well in Alabama.
I agree.
I feel like, and too, I have somewhat of a national audience too, because I deal with so many people outside of Alabama who make my products, who I collaborate with. I'm actually the Alabama state representative to the National Industrial Hemp Coalition. I'm on the Alabama Cannabis Coalition Board. And I'm now a cannabis lobbyist. I'll be a brand new fresh lobbyist, which I still don't know what the heck that means, really.
It sounds fancy.
But I'm going to stay at the State House and just see how many times I can see Mama Ivy and say, hey, girl, let's get it on here.
Well, you've got a force of personality.
I have pink hair, so you can't miss me.
Yes. Well, I mean, do you feel like, though, that the conversation, it's becoming more and more accepted?
Absolutely. Right. 2 years ago at Mardi Gras, I did a pop-up in Bienville Square and had, like, suckers and little joints and stuff and my little blow-up pot leaf. And all day long, I heard two things. Oh, I guess we're selling drugs on the sidewalk now while they're walking past with their beer at 10 a.m. Or we don't want that fake, you know what,
right.
Which was ironic that I almost went to jail that day because a dude in a skirt said that and I lost my composure.
I understand.
Speaking of fake.
Well, with that said then, what do you envision? You're obviously a dreamer. You wouldn't have started a company, been first mover, started a radio show, been first or second mover on that without having a dream. How do you envision Cannabama? Where do you think this goes?
I hope that we are and continue to set the bar in Alabama as well as the Southeast. We are the most underserved section of the country, in my opinion, because of the weather here, the black belt soil, and the fact that we are, by and large, farmers. The Southeast should be dominating cannabis as a whole. People in Colorado should be saying, I want some of that good Alabama stuff.
That's a great point. I never thought of it that
way. Oh, my gosh. Right. We should be dominating. And that's my dream, for everyone to have the choice. And even though I'm advocating for full home grow expungement of records, that still doesn't hurt my business, because how many people grow their own food, you know?
Right.
People that want to will, right. But by and large,
right.
They won't.
Right.
But that level of legalization will allow them to choose.
Agreed. Plus, a lot of times, it's like us guys that try to brew our own beer at home.
Right. It's horrible.
Yeah. And I think I made bad tasting vinegar.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so anyway, well, let me ask you this. You got any upcoming events, promotions, and then we're going to list how people will find you?
Yeah, we're going to do a holiday bazaar for the city of Mobile on the 18th We are open 7 days a week, so we're going to be doing some holiday giveaways. I've got a bunch of free merch coming from my vendors, and we're going to do some we're doing a contest in downtown for they're asking all the downtown businesses to collaborate with local artists to do window decorations. Awesome. And mine better win, because I have a bleary-eyed reindeer with a joint hanging out of his mouth and a snowman with moon rocks for buttons instead of coal. And I'm having a contest on Facebook, if you want to check that out, on picking names. We're giving out gift certificates. But yeah, I mean, Mardi Gras is our big season. We're the only people in downtown. And I am actually planning a cannabis event with the Libertarian Party Convention with Afro Man as a headliner in February. So we're always doing something.
Well, how do people find you? Give it the website,
yes.
Facebook, phone
okay.
number.
Okay, well, we're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. If you know where Wenzel's is, on Dauphin, turn your head to the left and where the big orange stucco building on the corner there by the Delta Bike Project. You can call us at 251-255-5155. And our website is www.canabama.com. That's CANNABAMA.
Well, very good. Go ahead and repeat that phone number one more time.
251-255-5155.
And the website?
Canabama.com.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat.
You're the only Canabama.
We're the only Canabama. Very if you good. Find one, y'all better tell me.
All right.
I own the rights to that name.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Trademarked.
Well, Jennifer, you've been awesome. Can't wait to listen to your show. And
thank
I
you.
Bet it's just got, is this the vibe you come with?
Oh,
you come
absolutely.
With this
yes. Oh, yeah. Especially when people call in about erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
So good.
Yes, and your co-host is on the floor crying, laughing, and you're going, well, inflammation of the prostate.
I'll be damned.
It's pretty fun.
I love it. All right, well, if you're a regular listener of the show, then you know that we also film our conversation and release it on YouTube, Facebook, and on my website. So if you're watching this video and you'd like to reach out to either Jennifer or myself, just feel free to send us a message. Lastly, if you're a Baldwin County area entrepreneur or business leader and would like to have a conversation like this one, reach out to us. You'll find my contact info at the end of this show. In closing, I want to thank Jennifer Boozer of Canabama for being our guest today. You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
lots of energy. Also, thanks to our producer, Lori DeBose, and all of you out there that have been listening to us. I'm Josh Knoll, Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, and this has been Focus on the Five. Have a great day. We're done. That's a wrap.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Focus on the Five. If you are interested in learning more about Josh Knoll and Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, you can find us at gulfcoastfa.com, call 251-327-2124, email josh.knoll@gulfcoastfa.com, or message us on Facebook. Focus on the Five is produced by Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. Advisory services offered through Investment Advisors, a division of Pro Equities, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Pro Equities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC. Gulf Coast Financial Advisors is independent of Pro Equities, Inc. Information presented is for educational purposes only and is not an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Focus on the Five offers commentary and generalized research, not personalized investment advice. Show content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute a complete description of our investment services or performance. All investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to consult a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy.